You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. On today's show, we're going to speak about something we have all felt at one time or another. Today's topic is when we feel like giving up. Life is full of ups and downs, and how do we deal with those times when multiple downs hit us all at once? And how can the Lord help? I'll also be speaking with Peter Greer, the CEO and President of Hope International. And of course, we'll be talking a lot about prayer, and I'll be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was choose to be happy, and how happiness really is a choice we can all make when we learn to focus on the positive things in our lives and not dwell on the negative things. On today's show, our topic is when we feel like giving up. We all have good times and bad times. We find that we are having good days, good weeks, and possibly even good months. And then all of a sudden, the direct opposite happens, and it doesn't take much. The mail comes, and there's a notice from the IRS telling us we're being audited. The next day, we find out our company is being sold and our job could be in jeopardy. And if that isn't enough, we got hit by a car at a stoplight. And it turns out the driver doesn't have insurance. Let's face it, events like these would make anyone want to give up. But here is the solution, and it's also the challenge. The one thing we can't do is give up, and the one thing we should do is give these burdens to the Lord. If ever there was a time to let go and let God, it's during times like these when we feel so overwhelmed. In the Bible it says, Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." This Bible verse is telling us that when times are tough, we must stay focused and be a good Christian, because in time we will be rewarded for not giving up. Through prayer, we reach out to Jesus and ask Him to remove these burdens from us. No, it doesn't mean they will simply go away, but it does mean that the Lord will take over and guide us through them. With faith, we learn that all things are possible when we get the Lord involved. All we need to do is keep Jesus with us in our hearts at all times, which we do through prayer, and no matter what we are facing, let Him take the lead. When we do, we will never have moments of feeling like giving up. Understanding how to use our faith rather than giving up is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we are talking about when we feel like giving up. We've all heard the phrase, when the going gets tough, the tough get going, which means when the situation becomes difficult, the strong will work harder to meet the challenge. But the best way to meet the challenge is not on our own, but with the help of the Lord. Whenever we are faced with hard times, reach out to Jesus through prayer and ask for two things. First, to remove the burden and, in essence, relieve us from worry and stress. And the second, to take the lead and to guide us through whatever we are dealing with. Now, when the going gets tough, it's not the tough that get going, but rather the faithful. And with the Lord with us, there is nothing we can't handle. The first song I'm going to play today is very special. The song is called "The Body and Blood of Jesus." When I wrote this song, I thought of what it would have been like to be alive when Jesus walked the earth and to be at the Last Supper as He performed the miracle of the Holy Eucharist. please listen now to my song, The Body and Blood of Jesus.
What was it like when Jesus lived? Imagine seeing his face. What was it like when Jesus preached? Imagine being at that place. To walk with him, to be near him. Imagine how that would feel. And the night before he died, to be at his last meal. Said, do this in memory of me. He lives with us through the body and blood of Jesus. He held the cup so beautifully and said, excitement inside. What was it like to hear him speak? Imagine seeing his eyes, to sit with him, to talk.
Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Peter Greer is the president and CEO of Hope International, a Christian organization that empowers families in poverty through faith-based financial services around the world. Hi, Peter. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Art.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on our program. Well, Peter, for those who may not know, could you give us a brief overview of Hope International and the incredible work your team is doing across the globe?
Absolutely. So Hope International was founded in 1997, and it was founded in Ukraine. And it was from a church in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, that saw the need at that time. And so they started sending over food and supplies and started building churches and helping in every way that they could. But after doing that for several years, a pastor in Zaporozhye, Ukraine, said, "Your help isn't helping us anymore." Hmm. And he said, "There's got to be a way for us to stand on our own feet, for us to be building our own churches and growing our own food." And that was the genesis of Hope International. And so we exist to invest in the dreams of families as we proclaim and share the good news of Jesus. And we do it by helping entrepreneurs have access to training and capital. And initially it was designed to serve in Ukraine, but now we serve in 29 nations around the world, investing in the God-given capacity of entrepreneurs all over the world.
Well, it's a fascinating concept, and I know you've had many successes. So would you share a story that captures the heart of Hope International's impact, a moment where you witnessed lives transformed through your mission?
Not long ago, I was in Rwanda, and I met an individual named Joseph. And Joseph, when he was 2 years old, lost his sight. Uh-huh. He had an illness and lost his sight. And in a context of rural Rwanda, that is a challenging situation. The jobs are scarce. The opportunities are few. But Joseph had an ability, and he loved music, and he learned music, and he learned how to play the guitar, and that was how he provided for himself. But he ended up having a real challenge that his guitar was broken, and that meant his livelihood was gone. And so Hope International, we were able to make a $40 loan, a $40 investment in Joseph.
Great.
And he got his guitar back and his livelihood back. And when I was with Joseph, he said, "I would like to play a song that I wrote." And it was a song thanking Hope International.
Wow.
And wow was the word that he incorporated into the song multiple times. And it just was this beautiful thing of this was his gift, and he only needed a small investment to get back. And we see that around the world. If individuals have that small investment surrounded by community, grounded in the hope of Christ, it's incredible how their God-given gifts can be used and employed in service to others. So that was my favorite song that I've heard this year, a song that Joseph wrote.
Well, that is a wonderful story, and thank you for sharing it. Well, Peter, we talk a lot about prayer on this program, and I really enjoyed your book, Lead with Prayer. Tell us about the book and what inspired you to write it.
Yeah, so my friend Ryan Skoog reached out to me, and he said, "I've got a lot of books on prayer. I've got a lot of books on leadership, but no books that explore the intersection of leadership and prayer." And so we said, "Let's go on a journey interviewing world-changing leaders about their prayer life." And my initial response was, "Ryan, that sounds awesome. I can't wait to read your book, but I'm out." Because prayer does not come naturally. That's a challenge. And yet I am so grateful, did not miss out on the opportunity to go on the journey together, interviewing these amazing leaders, some that you might have heard of Johnny Erickson Tada or Francis Chan, and and yet other leaders from around the world, and to learn about their prayer practices. And it has changed my own life. It has changed my own prayer practices. It has changed our corporate prayer practices. And it has been a true gift to learn about the prayer lives of leaders, and then these invitations to change some of the things that I do in my practice at well, an enormous gift to go on this journey of understanding the gift of prayer.
Well, amen to that. Well, Peter, where can people find your book, and how can they connect with Hope International to learn more and get involved in supporting your work?
That is so kind. And you can go to hopeinternational.org to learn more about the ministry of Hope International. And then you can go to anywhere books are sold, but you can go to, all of the major retailers have the book. Anywhere books are sold.
You were going to say Amazon. It's okay. You can say Amazon. Once again, it's hopeinternational.org. And you've been listening to Peter Greer, President and CEO of Hope International. And I want to thank you, Peter, for taking the time to talk with us today on Let Go and Let God.
Thank you, Art.
Today's topic is when we feel like giving up. As I said earlier, bad times affect all of us. It's part of life. But when we are faced with hard times, we have a choice. We can give into them, making ourselves worry and even getting depressed, or we can give them to Jesus through prayer. Pray to Jesus and share with him whatever is on our minds. If we are dealing with a difficult situation, share that with Jesus and what is troubling us. If it is that IRS audit or possibly losing our job or some other issue, talk to Jesus about it and share with him our most intimate thoughts of what we are afraid of and ask him through prayer to remove those burdens from us, and that we want him to handle the problem for us. Don't just pray on this once, but as often as we can, and make sure that once we give the Lord the problem, do not take it back, because that is the mistake most of us make. Give it to Jesus, trust he will handle it, and then let him handle it. Pray on this over and over, and soon we will feel ourselves living in a better place. The problem may go away, or most likely, we will be able to handle it easily without stress or fear, and before we know it, we have moved beyond it. Always remember when we pray to start off first by letting Jesus know how much we love him and how grateful we are for all we have. Then pray for others and their needs before we pray for our own. Do this at least once a day and watch how our lives change. Understanding the power of prayer is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play tells the whole story of the wedding at Cana. Please listen now to my song, Water into Wine.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, when we feel like giving up, reminds us that when we have those moments of defeat or doubt, all we have to do is turn to Jesus through prayer and ask him to remove the burden and to take the lead. This is a very simple concept to embrace, for it does work, but we have to remain focused, and whatever we give the Lord to handle, we must let him do so, and most importantly, do not take those burdens back. When we have the Lord with us in our hearts, we never feel like giving up because we know that the Lord will always get us through the difficulty and beyond it. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today is called Give It to Him, which is another way of saying let go and let God. Please listen out on my song, Give It to Him.
Fear is the fuel for worry. Doubt is what leads to fear. Let go, give it to So all things pass, but faith is made to last. Let go, give it to him. He will not do what you want, but he will do what is right. Listen to him, give him your trust, for he is love. He give it to him, all your woes will be cared for. Give it to him and open your heart. Give it to him, he knows all the answers. Give it to him, trust in God. Sad is when we're lonely, lost is what leads to sad. Lets us feel content. Hope is time well spent. Let go, give it to him. Hear his word and know that he cares. He is there for us. Don't go it alone. With him we are strong. He shares his love.
To him, he knows all the answers. Art will be right back.
What does it mean to live a life of faith? What does it mean to live as a Catholic Christian? Hi, this is Bishop Kevin Sweeney, host of the podcast Beyond the Beacon. Join me as we discuss the mysteries of our faith, of the church, of living as Catholic Christians. Be inspired by engaging interviews with priests and seminarians, deacons, religious, women and men who live the life of faith day by day. How is God working in their lives today? Join me as I ask them and be part of the conversation on Beyond the Beacon. Listen and follow Beyond the Beacon wherever you get your podcasts or watch it on my YouTube channel. Thank you and God bless you.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, When We Wake Up. Every morning, we open our eyes, sometimes to the ringing alarm, sometimes to a quiet room. Then we start thinking about our day, what we need to do, where we need to go. But how often do we pause and think of God first? Tomorrow morning, before anything else, try whispering, Good morning, Lord. Thank you for this new day. You may be surprised how different each day feels when we begin by thanking God the moment we wake up. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Peter Greer. And if you would like to learn more about me, email me or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.